sinu wes was a made a knas. Der mingo bi vamis. Der khiben di ene neste ke kunam, and the kolon the lame with lame we can't tell the Torah says, the gan the fat of the lady to come with sacha. The read is that we say we did everything the way we're supposed to, and now we can't say that anymore. So therefore he stopped the vidui. Shred gemara good, but for ludi yashar, let's say vidui on the rest. The only thing we don't do is just nice rishim, we don't do the right way. But say vidui upon the rest, ashar nice race. I'm Rosh Lakish, Kol Bayis, Shein Misvada, Maisa Rishon, Shuvayna Misvada. Once you can't say Vidi, you can't say you brought the Maisa Rishon the right way, you don't say any more Vidi. Ah, Shah Maisus. You don't say Vidi, you did the rest of the Allah the way you're supposed to. My time, what's the reason? I'm Rabbi Yehul, Apostle of the Akos of Tila. Because the Apostle starts off saying that a Tzitzit Komas Vasecha goes on Maisa. That's the first thing the Torah talks about, you have to say that first. Like Rashi says, but since the pasuk starts off with the vidu, you have to say you did the ma'aser rishon the right way. And now, after the takonas of Ezra, we don't give it to the Levi; we give it to a kohen. We can't say we're doing it the right way. Therefore, we don't say vidu anymore. Yeah. Nechlal, the Gemara says, he afrushi yavi mafreshay. The Kotar and the Smashman, in the times of Yerchin and Kain Gadol, they used to be Mafrish Maestros. Just that they didn't do it the right way, that's why you didn't say Vidui. But Mashman, everybody used to give off Maestros. Fredig Marvatani, we learned not like that. We learned, Afu Bitles HaVidui, the Gozer Alatamai. Yerchin and Kain Gadol, he made two takanas. He stopped Kaiso from saying Vidui when they brought the Maestro, but he also made a takana of Demai. What was the takana of Demai? The Mai is that when we buy Paris off an Amoritz, we have to be afraid that maybe he, the Amoritz, did not take off the mice rice, and therefore when we want to eat it, we have to first be mafrish, mice rishoin, trumas mice, and then mice sheni, mice oni. So you see that we're afraid that they did not do it. So how could you say they used to be mafrish? And he says, Lefi, what's the reason why did he make Xerel of the Mai? Lefi shesholach b'chol gvu Yisrael. Yochin and Kohen Gadol sent around to take an invoice like what's Klai Yisrael doing? V'ro'an Yisrael Shein Mafrishin Ela Truma Gedolah. All the Amratzim were doing, they were only taking off Truma Gedolah, that's all, Bavad. But O Maisa Rishin, O Maisa Sheini, but the rest of the Maisa Reis, Miktsasa Maisrin, and Miktsasa Nein Maisrin. Some were doing it and some were not doing it. Some of them, so Yochin and Kohen Gadol told them, Bini, my children, Bo v'yomelachem, come, let me tell you something. Just like eat this tevel before you take off the truma gedola. There's an issa misa involved. Kach trumas maisa v'tevel yesh v'maven misa. The same thing, if you eat your fruits before you take off. Maisa risha and the trumas maisa is also misa involved. So he held they're doing the wrong thing. So what did he do? Yechon and Kohen Gadol. Omar, he stood up for his kinhem. He made a new takona. That halokeh yach peris mamoritz. If somebody from now on buys fruits off an Amoritz, we have to be afraid maybe he did not take off the Maestros, and therefore Mafresh Mehed Maestro Rishon and Maestro Sheni, that we have to take off the Mafresh Maestro Rishon and Maestro Sheni, and then after we Mafresh the Maestro Rishon, Maestro Rishon Mafresh Mehed Trumas Maestro, we have to separate now 1/10 of that tenth to Trumas Maestro. The Noisim L'Kayin, the Trumas Maestro has Kedusha on it. That taka we are not allowed to eat, a regular zar is not allowed to eat it, that we have to give over to the kain. But an umaisa sheni, that if you're mafris umaisa sheni, also it has kedusha to it, is also oil of yerch lev Yerushalayim. You have to take it up and eat it in Yerushalayim. Mashen kain maisa rishon, the maisa rishon that you set aside, umaisa roni, or the third or sixth year that you only give off maisa roni, then we say the klal is hamoitzi mechaveri olav araya, that you're allowed to keep it, you don't have to give it away. Because it has no kedusha, it's called regular mammon. That true ma'aser rishon, the mitzvah is to give it to a levi. Ma'aser oni, the mitzvah is to give it to an oni. That's only if you know for sure you have to give it to them. But over here, it's only a suffix if you have to give it to them or not. So therefore, when a suffix, we say hamaytzu mechaveri olav araya. If you want to take it away from me, you bring a proof, and therefore they're allowed to keep it. They don't have to be mafresh, set it aside, but they don't have to give it away. That was the second takana that Yechon and Kohen Gadol made. Zechor Sakasha. Here we see that they did not take off Maaser Rishon at all. And before we said the reason why Yechon and Kohen Gadol made a takana to stop saying Vidu Maaser was because true they were taking off Maaser Rishon, just they weren't doing it the right way, not giving it to a lady, they're giving it to a Kohen. Mashma people did take it off. And Eretz Mashma, they were not taking it off. It's more Eretz Poshid. I tell you, Tarta Tikkun is Masakin both. Bitul Vidui de Chaverim. Avad in the war, the Chaverim, the Choshev, the people that were taken off Trumas and Maisris, just they weren't doing it the right way. They didn't give it to the Levi anymore. They had to give it to the Kohen. So those people, even though they were taken off Maisr, they can't say Vidui. And then the Gozer al Demai Shalom Aretz. He made a second gzera of demai, that the paras have a loch of demai, that it's us that eat, that we can't eat them, unless we take off maisris. That's only if you buy them from an amoris. Because an amoris were afraid maybe they weren't doing their lochas, they weren't bringing it the way they were supposed to. Then the Mishnah says, V'yafu bitle samarurim. As Yerchan and Kohen God lost him in a second atakona, he stopped the marurim. Alright, turn over. So Morris says, my Marurin, what does it mean the people that were waking up like, what's the Marurin? Omer Rachba, Rachba says like this, B'chol yoyim v'yoyim every day, shoyu oimdim leviyim al-duchonim, when leviyim was standing up there and saying the duchon and saying the shir, v'yoyim, and they used to say the posik of, Ura lo metishin Hashem, like, wake up, why are you sleeping Hashem? That's what leviyim used to say, they used to say this posik, yeah. So on this, Omelem, Yechon and Kohen Gadol said back to them, V'chiyei shinos lefnei ha-mokom, is there such a thing as sleeping in front of Hashem? V'aloi kfanem, the Pasuk says, Hinei lo yonim v'lo yishan shemi Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't go to sleep. So what are you talking about? What are you saying that Pasuk for? Eli, you know what the Pshan that Pasuk is? Bizman she Yisrael shruyim b'tzar, when Klai Yisrael is in Tzaris, and the goyim are benachas v'shalv and peaceful. Then we say that pasuk of Uru Lamedishin Hashem. The kachnem Uru Lamedishin Hashem. Hashem gavais Yechon and Kohen Gadol in his times. There was the opposite way. It was peaceful for Klal Yisrael. It was b'shalva. So you made it a corner. We don't have to say that pasuk anymore. Right now, for Kev, we have the pasuk of Hinei Layonav Layishan Shemay Yisrael. Then the Yes Hanoikum. He also stopped them from banging. What type of banging were they doing? My noikvin, Omer Avyuda Mashmuel, show you mesartin liegel. See, when they brought a korban, they used to scratch the egel, bang kronav in between his two horns, kadei sheipol dam bienav, that the blood should fall into his eyes. And that would make it easy for shchita.
Wouldn't that be a
Also, he came, Yechon and Kogoda came, and Butli said to stop doing it. Mishum de mechsei ki mumma, because it only looks like a mum. A real mum it's not. That doesn't pass it. Stam a scratch doesn't pass it. Stam the blood comes out doesn't pass it. Because he stopped them from doing it because it looks like a mum. So Rashi, the reason why they did it was because she wrote some la pilu loris the shechtoi. When they used to want to shecht the animal, it was hard to hold it. So they wanted, used to have to throw the animal down, and then they would make the shechita. So how would they throw the animal down? They want to like make the blood run into its eyes. It'll be easy to throw it down. The Masnitsa Torah and the Brice went like this. Shoyu choyftin oisim makolot. Used to take clubs and give it a bang over the head. Kederach shoysim oisim ne'a vazachovim. Like they used to do in front of the Avodah Zarah. For the same reason. And before you make a shchit on an animal, you have to get the animal down on the floor. So you used to take sticks and bang it on the head to knock the animal down. Omolehem, so he said back to them, Admos vayata mechil nevelus mizbeach. Why are you causing these animals to be nevelus to the mizbeach? In order to hear there will be a treifa. So yes, first he said that to them, nevelus. A nevelus means an animal that dies by itself. Hoshoket lu, but over here we're making a shchita. Elu, what he meant to say is treifos. You have to be afraid by you clapping it over the head there with your club, maybe you make it into a treifa. Koshem anikav krem shemech, maybe you'll break open the head, the brains there, and maybe you'll make the animal into a treifa. So he's mesaka not to bang it down anymore. But rather, what then are we supposed to do? Omadiskum lem taboyis pekaka. His mistake to make rings on the ground that used to put the neck of the animal into the ring, and that would hold it down still in order to be able to make the shchita. Ad yom avoya patash makim shlayim. Before his times, he used to let the blacksmiths work. Mara says, b'chol ha-shamayit, if it was a dovra avud, something that would be a big loss if you don't do it, it's mutti mikir adin. But then he stopped it because still it was too much. Av shemilsa was too much. People would be mazalzal in the chol ha-mayit. Why could I more, like we said before? Because he made a takana, whoever buys fruits off prepares off an amoritz, you automatically have to take off true maisrois. So you don't have to ask, because anywhere you have to take off the maisrois. Then the Mishnah says, Mishabot la Sanhedrin, Botl Hashir. When the Vatal the Sanhedrin is both of the Shia Poshim is Venas Bebeis HaMishtois. Now when we drink wine, we're not allowed to have simcha, we can't have music. We're not allowed to sing anymore, but as the Churban of Beis HaMikdash, we should both the Sanhedrin. That the Shinem of the Pasuk says, B'shir li'ishto yayin, and the Shia would sing, and I don't drink wine. Mishemeis HaNavim HaRashonim, when Navim HaRashonim were meis, both the Urim V'tumim. That was the end of the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, and we know by they only had the Urim V'tumim in the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. In the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, there was no more Urim V'tumim. That's when the Navim HaRashonim were meis. Mishachor Beis HaMikdash, Botel HaShomer. When the Beis HaMikdash was Chor, we lost out this type of an insect, the Shomer, that was seen the Gemara was able to, a worm that used to break through the stones, to crack the stones. So it was Botel the Shomer. For Neufet Sufim, it also stopped. Neufet Sufim means it's a very sweet type of honey, stopped. Or Poskul Anshei Amonim Yisrael. By the bit of the Beis HaMikdash, it stopped people that were called Anshei Amona. Means they are tremendous Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneem the Pasuk says, Oshia Hashem Kigom HaChosid. Kigom HaChosid, Mashmet stopped, didn't even HaChosid. Hashem and Gamil Loim there, Heid Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua said over Eidus, that Niyoyim Shechor Beis HaMikdash, and Yoyim Shoein Boi Klola. After the Churban of Beis HaMikdash, he could be made every single day has a curse. For lo yored atal lebracha, the tal, the dew doesn't come down anymore lebracha. For nito tama peris, now fruits don't taste so good anymore. Yav yesi yoyim af nito shuman aperis, even the fats of the fruits are not here anymore. And if Shimon Elazar went there, hatayra nitlo. Hatayra nitlo es hatam hareyach. That the Rishon says, when Tyre was taken away, it was also taken away the tam, the good taste of, and the smell of the fruits. Ha-mais rois nitle shuman adogen. When we stopped bringing mice rice, that also took away the shum of the fats of the dogon. The chomer and the chom say, has nus v'yakshofim kilu et akil. Because of the avarice of znus and kshofim of witchcraft, that destroyed everything. So the Gemara, Mimai, how do you know the Bishop Botla Sanhedrin? How do we know the Sanhedrin was Botla? That's when it's also to sing. See, the Pasuk says, Om Rav Huna, Vred Rav Yeshua, the Yom HaKroa, Zekein Mishah Shiftu, Vachurim Meginosim. So talking about Vice Toys, the Sanhedrin here. When they were Mifta, that goes, when they were bought to the end of this Pasuk of, is Bishir L'Ishto Yayin. But the question was, how do we know the Pasuk of Bishir L'Ishto Yayin goes after the Bittul of Sanhedrin? So that's the next Pasuk, the Mashmah was going with the Kenecha, when they went out of the Shah. Zekeinim Mishah Shosu, meaning it stopped, it rested the Zekeinim from the Shah, stopped the Sanhedrin. Omar Rav says, Udno Dishama Zimra, the ear that hears music, Tiyeka should be uprooted. And Omar Rav says, Zimra Bebeisa Churva, the Beseifa. If there's music in the house, it's going to destroy that house. Beseifa means the threshold of the house. Shneur Apostle says, Kol Yishara Bachaloin, Cherub Asaf, there'll be Cherub there. Ki Arza Ora, but the more my Ki Arza, what does it mean? Arza Ora, the cedar trees roll around the house. Or Rav Yitzchak, Bayas HaMasur, Be Arroz Niru, Chotakakasha, a house that has cedar, like that's like a city. Ela means like this, that afilu bayis ha-mesubach bi-erozim, even if you have a very strong and festive house that's made from cedar wood, still Misraya will be destroyed. If you have music inside there, it'll be destroyed. So it's a big shalal loch, exactly what this Gemara means. Yidur, Moshe, Tal, Shita, his psak was, like, you're not listening to music, like he holds. This amount is after the Churban HaBayis. Other price can bring down the Iker is Bismat Morris, the Mishnah says, Bishir Lishta Yain. Bisman, you're drinking wine, at a time of wine, you're not supposed to have music. But if you're not drinking wine, then the Elam is make of a story that you could listen to music. It's a Shaila. Right. Omar Rav Ashi, Shema Mina, Ki Maschil Churba Beseifa Maschil. If a Churban comes down to the house, it starts by the Seifa, by the threshing hold of the house. Shinema Cheru Basaf. Basaf, the beginning of the house, that's where the Churban comes. The voice of Yehoshua in this passage, "V'shoye yuchas shar," but the shar will be hit first. Omamar Rav Ashi, "L'didi chazeli omanageya kitura." I saw this mazel that destroys this mouth that destroys, and his mouth is like an ox. He's fearful like an ox. Yeah. Omar Rav Huna, "Zimro dinagdiu the bakri shari." Music that the Nagri Rashi says, Moshkes, means people that drive the ships. Yeah, they're allowed to sing. Because their singing, Rashi says, it only helps them do the work. It's not really for pleasure, but that's the way the sailor moves around if he sings. the Bakari also, I says, Mzamim Bishor Shechoshim, people that work by Boker, that thresh the grounds, are plowing the grounds also. When that's the way they work good with music. So if the music there is not for Simcha, it's time to make them work well. Mashenkin the Gardi, that a weaver makes his music, is Osir. Rashi says, Enuel Lischaik, when he listens to music, it's only for the purpose of enjoying himself. Of course, also Mashmir, that's like it's also. After the Churban Abayit, it's also time to listen to music for Schoik, time for laughter. So some say, like it's only Mamish for Schoik, Mashmir, and our music that we listen to, if it has Psukim and Zmiris, it's Shvach Lashem, it's also Ksas Heta for that, listen to these Nagunim we have now. Weiter. Rafuna Botel Zimmer, Rafuna Tankos Mavata says, don't listen to music. Kom Neya Avza Bezuza. Then he was able to buy 100 geese for $1. And 100 barrels of wheat for $1. For the Yiboya, people didn't need it. In other words, it was so good because to this takana, they didn't listen to music, everything was so good. And then also Rav Chizav Chizda came, and Zilzabay, he was Mazalzal Napsak. He wasn't Matbid that people should listen to music. And then it happened just the opposite. That Yiboya Avza Bezuzav Lemishtakach, they wanted to find the geese for $1, one, and they couldn't even find it. Amar Rav Yosef, Zimra Gavri V'Oni Nashi Pritzusa. If you have men singing and ladies answering along, it's not mispritzus, no good. What about the opposite way? Zimra Nashi, if ladies are singing, V'Oni Gavri, and men sing along with them, that's terrible, that's Keish Benuras, like fire to the flax. So Marcel, the Mainas Kamina, what do you call these two Lashonis for? They're both also. Liftulei Ho Matmiho, I want to tell you which one is worse. Like, if you have to stop these two things going on, which one is worse to stop? The second way is worse. If the ladies are singing and the men are singing a little bit along, that's worse. You have to stop that first. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Kol ha-shoyse bi-abo, kol ha-shoyse bi-abo, mine zemer, maybe chomesh pronis le-olam. Somebody's drinking wine and he's listening to a different type of music, he brings mamish pronis to the olam. Mashmah, that's for sure it's awesome. And that is no heter. So if a shashi drinking wine, like this mamish of simcha rabba, then you're not allowed to have music. Only by a base of simcha, by a base of mishtev, it's a sudir mitzvah, then there's a heter. By a chastin, there's a heter. You start having a drinking down wine, then for sure it's awesome. That's a lot of chalashoysa, when you're drinking wine, and you have these different four types of instruments of music, is maybe chamish peronis liyev, and you're bringing five types of peronis to the world. Shenem the prophet says, hoi moshche b'boika sheikham. They wake up in the morning with drinking. Yidufu miyachre b'neshef yayin ad lokim, v'ho yakina v'nebel toifa chalil, v'yayim v'shasayim, yaspoli Hashem nevito, maik samor, say afterwards, maik samachro, l'chein gilo amo, nebli das. They had to go into Golis. Shegormim Golis the Elam. This was caused them to go into Golis because they were listening to this music. Uchvoidim is Seirov. And the Kvoidim was Mace of Seirov died from hunger. Shemeviya Rov the Elam. They brought hunger to the world. The Amoine Tzachat Soma. Shegormim La Torah Shestachach Mumdeo. They caused also Torah to be begotten from the people that learn it. But yeah. Shegormim La Torah Shestachach Mumdeo. Yeah. They called shiflus the people that hate Hashem. Really means they came to hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. Shem the pasuk says Hashem ish mechama. And the eyes of the haughty people Hashem brings down. They cause Klai Yisrael to be low. Mike Zivach wasn't say afterwards.
This is all the Psukim in Yeshayah that says the Chen Hechiva Shel Nafsho.